Hello and welcome to Open Air, KLW's weekly magazine of the performing arts scene here in the Bay Area. I'm your host, David LaTulipe. Today I'll be talking with conductor David Ramadanoff of the Young People's Symphony Orchestra, who shared details about his upcoming concert, which will feature competition winners. Isabella Ivey talks about her starring role in the San Jose Opera premiere of Where Angels Fear to Tread by Mark Weiser. We'll also hear from the folks at Central Works in their 25th season to share details about enemies, foreign and domestic. Plus, critic-at-large Diane Keough will return with a cultural update from the peninsula. Stay with us. I'm David LaTulipe. You're listening to Open Air here on Local Public Radio, KALW, San Francisco. Central Works opens its 25th anniversary season with Patricia Milton's comedy, Enemies, Foreign and Domestic, opening February 21st and running through the end of March. It's directed by Gary Graves, who's a playwright and director here in the Bay Area. Since 1998, he's been a company co-director of Central Works and directs the Writers' Workshop there, an ongoing commissioning program. And he's joined by playwright Patricia Milton. Patricia is a past president of the Playwrights Center of San Francisco and a member of Theater Bay Area Central Works Writing Group, Play Cafe, the International Center for Women Playwrights, and the Dramatists Guild as well. And she's also an associate playwright with Three Girls Theater here in San Francisco. Patricia, Gary, welcome to Open Air.
Hi, David.
Thank you, David.
Well, this is Central Works' 25th anniversary season. Let's start there, Gary, shall we? You come very highly recommended. My dear friend Ian McDonald and his wife April are longtime fans of Central Works, and they said, "Oh, you're going to have some folks on from Central Works. We're so happy."
Oh, that's great. I'm delighted to hear that. Yeah, we're the new play theater in Berkeley. We do all new plays, and this is our 25th season. It's hard to believe, but here it is. We're going to do four plays, four world premieres this year, like we do every year. And we're starting with Patricia's new play, Enemies, Foreign and Domestic. And then we're going to turn Charlotte Perkins Gilman's The Yellow Wallpaper into a new play, which is a classic short story from first published in 1892, classic of early American feminist literature. Story about a woman who's been locked in the attic in a rest cure that her husband has prescribed.
Oh, a Disney picture.
Yeah.
Great. Well, let's talk about a little bit about the Central Works method of developing these new plays. How does that work?
Well, when we develop a new play using what we call the Central Works method, not all of the plays we do are developed that way, but we start with a writer who has an idea for a play, and if it sounds like a good idea to us, we connect the writer with a director, and then we set an opening date, and then we set about developing it. The director casts the actors, and we meet for 10 three-hour workshops over 4 to 6 months, something like that. And the writer writes the play with the actors reading the developing script and responding to the ideas and just creating a mix of ideas and dramaturgical analysis, and that's the way we make plays.
Well, Patricia Milton, you're a part of that process, aren't you?
Well, my play that I developed with the Central Works method in 2011 was called Reduction in Force, and I wrote a play in 5 months, which is not usual for me. It was slightly terrifying.
I was going to say, that sounds like a pretty advanced schedule.
It really was, but I have to say, What Central Works does, because they've been doing it for 25 years, they're very well versed in supporting the playwright as far as getting your new play on stage. And for this play, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, I'm coming through the Central Works Writers Workshop, which is a different process. But again, I think they know how new plays develop and how to get the new play to its world premiere in the best possible shape, which is not true for all theaters, in my experience.
Well, let's come to your work that's being presented as part of this anniversary season, opening up Enemies Foreign and Domestic. Explain first the title, and then we can talk about your motivation behind what's behind the play.
Great. Well, the play is essentially a family play. And I was interested in the interplay between kind of family violence, which we experience here in this country, and its relationship with warfare and our foreign policy and violence that we practice overseas. And the play basically asks questions about the roots of that violence, where it comes from, through a lens of a family play, basically about three sisters and their mother.
Well, let's talk about that foreign aspect of things. I understand part of the inspiration came from your discovering something about Somalia.
Yes. One of the things that I think intimate partner violence or family violence and warfare have in common is the secrecy aspect of it. And we are in a kind of a secret war in Somalia. We have a CIA black site in Mogadishu. We have security contractors who are using mercenaries to help train Somalia troops as well as American troops over there. And in fact, what I learned in my research is that of the 54 sovereign African states, we have a military presence in 49 of them, which was surprising to me.
Wow, yeah.
And concerning.
Sure, sure. It's shocking more than surprising. But this is called a comedy. How are we weaving, you know, this
yes.
wonderfulness that we do around the world with
Well,
with
there's a couple
laugh.
Of things. First of all, the quote that I like to use and that I constantly have in the back of my mind is from the sci-fi novelist Philip K. Dick, who is wrote the book on which Total Recall is based. And he says that in the midst of great tragedy, there is always the terrible possibility that something horribly funny will happen. And this has been my experience in my life, is that it's kind of the whole catastrophe. So I think it is possible to bring out the comedy in a situation. I think it helps people to, when you're dealing with things that are dark or difficult, to have comedy in the forefront so that people can kind of engage their intellect to think about what's going on.
Sure, there's something about that laugh mechanism that activates a different part of the brain for the thinking mechanism.
Absolutely, and releases the tension
yeah.
that can happen. So,
yeah.
of course, my favorite movie is Dr. Strangelove, which is funny. Right up to the very end.
Every time you see it, yeah, it's very true.
And it's about something that's not very funny.
Yeah. That's Patricia Milton. She's the author of Enemies Foreign and Domestic, which opens the 25th season of Central Works at the Berkeley City Club on Durant Avenue in Berkeley. Directed by Gary Graves. Gary, could you tell us a little bit about the cast you have for this play?
Well, it's Jan Zweifler, who is the company co-director along with me, and Danielle Thies and Maura Halloran and Desiree Rogers. It's an all-woman cast. There's three sisters, and they're somewhat mysterious. Their mother's caretaker, who's a refugee from Somalia. That's Desiree Rogers. What can I say except that they're a wonderful cast. We're in, what, the middle of the second week of rehearsal. It's very promising. coming along really wonderfully.
So when you're working as closely as you are with Patricia, is she in the room all the time? Are you offering suggestions for changes? Is she allowing changes? How does that work with a new play like this?
Well, yes, she's been at every rehearsal so far. She may not be at all of them, but she's always welcome to be there. The way it works is typically we ask the actors to make what's written there work to the best of their ability. And if we can't figure out, if something doesn't seem right, if a line doesn't ring true, or we just can't figure out how to stage it or something, then we start examining, well, does it need to be cut? Is it not working? Or is there something within the text that needs to be altered? And sometimes, you know, sometimes the actors will make will misstate a line sort of, you know, just through impulse. And, you know, it's like,
it works.
That actually works better. So, you know, the ideas for changes come from anywhere, from me or from the actors or from Patricia. And the whole thing just slowly evolves, really.
I think it's really important to be open to that in rehearsal. And I have premiered new plays where they wanted the script set and no changes once rehearsal had begun, and it was not ideal.
Sure, sure. So talk about this process. Where do you see enemies, foreign and domestic, going after its stint in Berkeley? Or where would you like to see it done?
Well, I was very lucky. After Reduction in Force premiered, I did have another production on the East Coast in Louisville, Kentucky. And I think it's, well, I don't know. I think it's a universal play. I think that it's the kind of play that people can enjoy on several levels. So I think it would be... it would be welcome a lot of places. I think the Somalia women that I've been working with say that Minnesota is a really good place for it, since there's a lot of Somali people there.
That's
and this
right.
would be
yeah,
a, good, a great play for that, mm-hmm. for them.
So getting back to the title, Enemies, Foreign and Domestic, what is the bigger terror, the foreign one or the domestic one? Or is that answered at
all?
Well,
it's really a good question. We spend a lot of money and resources, and we rearrange our lives, and we take our shoes off at the airport. we give up all our privacy to keep us from a terrorist attack, and yet one out of four women in the United States will experience abuse in her lifetime. And I don't think one out of four people will be attacked by terrorists in their lifetime here in the United States. So it's a question of the likelihood, and it's a question of where our priorities are. And again, this is personal relationship advice. Is to keep the focus on yourself and to look at yourself. And sometimes I think we don't do that enough.
Interesting evening of theater ahead for folks that head over to Central Works. Patricia Milton, thanks for coming in to talk about Enemies, Foreign and Domestic, directed by Gary Graves. Gary, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you, David.
The play runs through the end of March, opening February 21st at Berkeley City Club, Central Works' 25th anniversary season, Enemies, Foreign and Domestic. Information at centralworks.org. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, David.
I'm David Latulippe. You can send me a show suggestion if you have a local community performing arts group you'd like featured on Open Air. Send me an email, david@kalw.org. Speaking of that web address, kalw.org, it's there that you can see a full archive of all of our Open Air shows. My thanks to Niels Swinkels for producing Open Air, and we'll catch you again next week here on Local Public Radio, KALW.